possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Back at it, 9 o'clock on a Tuesday. Shout out to all of those of you who celebrate. Bob and Mac, definitely.
I just want to win, Jim.
I think Emily said she's going to start partaking in on Tuesdays. I kid. We get into start, bench, cut. It is.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Is brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. So it is National Cut Day in the NFL. Also,
boy, another big one by the Broncos today.
Jeez.
The Larian Turner yell has been cut by Denver.
Never heard of it.
So quarterbacks that you'd want to see back up in Kansas City: Gardner Minshew, Tommy DeVito, Jameis Winston.
I'm going to start Jameis Winston. I'm going to bench Tommy DeVito, and I'll cut Gardner Minshew.
The guy that's currently on the roster.
That's right. Yeah, not interesting compared to those other two, right?
The guy that has shredded shorts, a handlebar mustache, Kyle Orton's haircut, and lives in a trailer.
That's right.
That's pretty solid.
It's tough, man. I'm not starting Jameis Winston.
For sure. Yeah. I think that's unanimous.
DeVito brings the agent with him. He's kind of cool. And I kind of seen the Gardner Minshew, you know, act in other cities before. So it's not kind of new. Neither is DeVito, but I like chicken cutlets. And if his mom's going to make those and have Maria's meatballs too, I mean, we can talk about an Italian feast.
We could throw this around the text line. If you could take Gardner Minshew's trailer and park it anywhere in Kansas City, where are you parking it? Outside of town topic?
You know where I would park it, probably? 119th and Knoll.
There it is. Yeah.
Mac, you starting?
Hey, you're going to work in Caglione every day.
It's funny because I said it with him.
I'll go Winston, Minshew, DeVito.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going based on ability, that's the order.
Oh, based on ability, I think it could be Minshew. It could be Minshew.
You mean?
Starting. Minshew or Winston. It's close, man. Oh. Minshew's not bad.
What I like about Jameis Winston is what I should hate about Jameis Winston. He doesn't care about TS. He's just throwing the ball all over, man.
Yeah.
And then if he throws an interception, nah.
Like, could the Chiefs win 8 games with Jameis Winston or Gardner Minshew?
Yes. Andy Reid would scheme them into enough wins, yeah.
Yeah, I would put the over under like 8.5, and I'd probably take the over.
I would take the over because Andy Reid. If it was any other coach in the league, Belichick did win 11 with Matt Castle, though.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the other GOAT.
That's right.
Any
that's what I'm
current,
saying. Any other current coach? Nah.
GG's.
Well, let's see what happens in Minnesota this year.
It's true. It's
if they
true.
Win 12 games, I may put Kevin O'Connell on that list. Yeah, Andy and KOC, baby.
This is maybe a dumb start bench cut, but I kind of like it because I think Patrick Mahomes wins MVP this year.
I love it.
Do you start bench cut 2018 Patrick Mahomes, his first year as a starter when he won MVP, 2022 when he won MVP with the Tyreek Hill-less offense, or the unknown that could be this year with Josh Simmons as the addition?
I'm going to start 22. That's okay. My favorite year, I think, of Mahomes, right? I'm benching this year, and I'm going to cut 18. Didn't lead to a championship. This year could potentially lead to a championship. Will lead to a championship.
I'm going to start this year. I think this is going to be the best Patrick Mahomes we've ever seen.
Oh, really? You're on board now, huh?
I was never on the board.
Off the board?
What the hell?
He was on the board more than Kate Winslet was on the door in Titanic.
Bench 22 Mahomes. I think that was significantly better than 18 Mahomes. Even though, no, statistically it wasn't. Just like eye test, like he was a better player. And then I'll bench or I'll cut 18.
I'll start 18. I'll bench the unknown and cut 22.
Ooh. Okay. Any reason? You just loved 18, like the euphoria.
It was just awesome.
Yeah, it was
incredible. I mean, it was just anywhere and anywhere.
Oh, so good.
Like, what's that movie? Everywhere, anywhere, all at once. Like, Hot Dog Fingers. It was like, who's going to be the receiver? Like, DeMarcus Robinson got paid, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just insane to me. Like, that year where it was just like, I'd never seen this before. And
so
it didn't matter the game. Like, that Rams game to me is still the greatest Chiefs game I've ever seen, and they lost. It's insane.
No, it's fair. And it was the first.
That was an unbelievable game. Still.
I mean, crazy, dude. 54-51, only team in NFL history to score 50 points and lose. Either way, I mean, maybe that team grew a lot during that game as well. Mm-hmm. We go to media frenzy backups. Tebow, Shedeur Sanders, Fitzpatrick.
I'm going to start Fitzpatrick. I will bench Tebow, and I will cut Shedeur Sanders.
I'll start Fitz, bench Sanders and cut Tebow.
You're going to cut a guy that has a playoff win?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I will never get over how, like, you know how Hosmer was when Gordon hit the home run?
Oh, yeah.
That's how, what's that loser's name that's the coach of the Patriots and he goes and coaches?
Belichick?
Josh McDaniels.
Like, when DeMarcus, not DeMarcus, yeah.
Demarius Thomas
caught that pass against Pittsburgh.
He, like, passed away, right?
Yes, he did. Yes. The look of, like, gratitude from that guy's face. From Josh McDaniel's face, like when he scored that touchdown, he's like, oh my gosh, we did it. Because he drafted Demarius Thomas. He drafted him. And then that was a great pick. And then he's like, we're going to take Tebow. It's like, whoa, what? I had Brady watch. You're like, okay. Yeah,
that was the guy who thought he could change everybody.
5-yard crossing pattern over the middle and then just speed.
Gone.
Oh, he was gone. We go back to where we kind of go full circle for breakfast. You going oatmeal, grits, or cereal?
My buddy Barry just sent me a screenshot. He went to QT because we were talking about the B&G. And he got it? Yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, probably won't go back, but that's fine.
That's what I said. I was like, yeah.
A lot of people kind of with that same thing. All right, I'll try it one time. He goes, the power of radio, he said, right? Oatmeal, grits, and cereal. I'm going to start the oatmeal. I like a good bowl of oatmeal, not the instant usually.
Me too.
Like, you know, you make the oatmeal, you put some berries on top of however you want, some nuts, maybe
so
some
good.
Honey.
A little milk to thicken it up.
Yeah, yeah. I'll order oatmeal all the time if I can. Grits coming in at number two, as long as there's shrimp on it. And cereal may be the biggest waste of life ever. Like, cereal and donuts provide nothing to the body. So I'll kick cereal to the curb.
Somebody says I'd park Gardner's trailer on Frank White's front lawn.
What, so he could charge you double?
Oh, that's great.
I love cereal, but I like it at night. I'm eating them at night. I don't like cereal at day. Cereal is like my dessert. Yep.
Oh, okay. For a dessert. Cereal is more of a dessert.
It's more of a dessert.
They created breakfast as the most important meal of the day nonsense to sell their sugary puffs to
you. Lucky Charms. Yeah. Give me oatmeal, grit, cereal. Same order, Bob.
Yeah, but you're right. Cereal is a dessert.
It's
if a dessert. You look at it that way, you're absolutely right.
Oh, dude,
it is not a good breakfast.
Well, Alex Goldie's dry Cheerios.
Well, he's heart healthy.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start grits. I will give Third Street Social a shout out for that because I never ate grits. And then I went and got the Duroc pork shoulder on top of grits with collard greens. And I was like, this is grits. They also have a shrimp and grits.
The shrimp and grits there has been phenomenal. I remember I told you that I was doing a remote years ago. And Andy Locke came out with a schooner filled of shrimp and grits for me because we were right by.
R.I.P. to the goat.
I know. I'll never forget how kind Andy Locke was.
Great human.
And what was the name of the original restaurant? Summit Bar and Grill. So when he had Summit Bar and Grill, we were up in Lakewood doing a remote at a gas station, and he brought me up this schooner filled with shrimp and grits, and I was just like, I love you, Andy.
They put those chunks of, like, ham in it. I forget what it's called, but it's a ham that's a special ham. And then they have huge shrimp, grits. It's kind of spicy. Mm. It's the number one thing on the menu.
Smash.
So I would go grits, cereal, and I wouldn't even cut oatmeal. I would just completely destroy it. I can't stand oatmeal. It's gross. It reminds me of vomit. I go to the theme of the season, start bench cut, the hoodie, the crew neck, or the thermal.
I'm starting the hoodie. The rest can go take a walk in the sink. I'm not using any of those.
You don't like the crew neck sweatshirt?
No.
You like the hood?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people hate it.
Ask Spectre about the crew neck sweatshirt.
Okay.
He thinks that's all Kansas basketball fans wear. Are the crew neck sweatshirts to the game. And he's right.
Because Max got a crew neck on.
I was going to say, I'm rocking the crew neck.
I've got a hoodie. I do love the crew neck more than the hoodie. I will say that, even though I have one on today. But I think I start crew neck. I think I bench thermal and cut hoodie.
Thermal. I know what that is. Like, I'm trying to picture it. Like, is that like a North Face? Like, what is that?
No, so it's like the rugged gear. I don't know. It's like, you know, like what long underwear look like?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, okay, I'm going to cut that.
Really? It's very fashionable.
Yeah, crew neck and hoodie, though. I'm more cozy.
Yeah.
So what are you starting?
Crew neck, but it's close. Bench hoodie.
Okay.
Spectre, two guys like the crew neck sweatshirt in here. You better get in here.
One guy likes it so much, he wore it twice. We go to yards in the ASC receiving-wise. Who do you think is going to start it? Who do you think is going to be right behind it? And who do you think is going to get cut from it? Brock Bowers, Ladd McConkey, or Xavier Worthy?
I'm going to start our guy. I'll bench McConkey and I'll cut Bowers.
Wow.
I will start Bowers. I will Finch, McConkie, and Cutworthy.
I'm the same.
Hater.
Yeah.
It's close with McConkie and Worthy just because I think the Chargers will run a lot, but yeah, Bowers is...
But I think Worthy steps up his numbers once Rice goes down.
I agree. I think, he could be over McConkie. I just think Bowers is like, his floor is like 1,200 yards.
Yeah, but also new quarterback, new system, new coach. Kind of all three things that kind of factor in for a step backwards, in my opinion. You know, you take that step back before you take that big jump forward. First year of a system, first year of a coach, first year of a quarterback. You know, I'm more of a wait and see on those things.
You. No, I understand. I get that. And with Worthy, it's the opposite, right? We've heard him talk so much about figuring out what he needs to do in this system. It feels like he is going to take that big leap. So I'm with you there. I will say the new coach.
And I'm looking at kind of past history, too. We saw Rashee Rice kind of take that big leap, right? And
100%.
Then obviously he got hurt. But now unfortunately for Xavier Worthy, I'm expecting that now, right? Like, that's the expectation,
exactly.
You know?
Well, and you saw glimpses of it in the second half of that Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you saw some glimpses late last season. He started to pick it up a little bit. Like, I'm excited to watch that kid play this year. I think he's going to be good.
Wide receivers in the AFC leading the league in receiving yards of the AFC. Ja'Marr Chase, Nico Collins, Brian Thomas Jr.
I'm going to start Chase, probably bench Brian Thomas Jr. and cut Nico.
I think so. I think that's where I'm at. It's close, though.
Who's protecting for Nico's quarterback?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to start BTJ. I'm going to bench Nico, I'm going to cut Ja'Marr Chase. And that is Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay's South Antow. Get in the know with Jay's South Antow. Coming up on the next side, we got Who Do You Got? Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Who you got? Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. Who you got was the topic that was put into the rundown last night. The 1995 Chiefs defense gave up a league low 241 total points that season, 17 points less than the second best defense, and 15 points per game. But the 2018 Chiefs offense scored 565 points for the best mark in NFL. Or in the NFL, over 35 points a game and 38 total points more than the second highest scoring team. So, one game showdown, who are you taking? The 95 defense or the 2018 offense? Who wins?
I ended up in a Pro Football Reference kind of rabbit hole yesterday, which are always fun to go down because
not
they lead.
Semi-pro out of focus?
Yeah, no, Pro Football Reference, not semi-pro football out of focus. Completely different. Pro Football Reference is good. Semi-pro football out of focus is a bunch of nerds thinking they're going to be in sports, and then they go work for a baseball team and tell everybody to do the wrong thing. So I look at the Pro Football Reference. The rabbit holes are great for me. You start to click on names, you know, oh, that guy coached here, this guy played there, and then before you know it, 4 hours went by.
Andy Reid was in Philadelphia.
Well, my daughter didn't know that. My daughter, now she's a 14-year-old freshman in high school, and
Quinn
she didn't know
Snyder
that.
Was at Mizzou?
Yeah, like that's where we're going. Like every once in a while you'll stumble upon something like, gosh, I don't remember that guy being there.
Paul
whatever.
Skeens pitched in Pittsburgh.
That's right. That'll be the next one in a couple of years, right?
Next year.
So I was like, God, I'm looking at that 95 defense for whatever reason. I'm like, what was the best defense in Chiefs history? And I didn't want to go all the way back to the 60s. I didn't see any of that. None of us did. We don't know. We just know the highlights that we've seen, and we know how many Hall of Famers are there. But we never watched them play. Most of us now in this generation really started watching when Carl and Marty took over, right? That was kind of the first 1989, the reset of this organization. And then they got really good on defense, and they had that 95 team that probably should have gone to a Super Bowl had they had any offense. I'm like, how good were they? They were really good on defense that year, guys. I mean, like, as Dusty read the numbers that I threw in there, 15 points a game? Now, they were only scoring 10 a game, but I mean, it was I don't remember. I didn't even look at the offense and see what the number was, but it was dreadfully bad. You remember those games, Mac, me in there?
Of course.
Watching that 95 Chiefs team. And then you have the 2018 team.
Yeah, of course.
Drunk in college.
Yes.
Seeing my friend Ryan Lash melting down. You know, the Chiefs lose another playoff game. But sorry, Lash.
7 years old crying icicles.
Yep.
I was at that game.
Yep.
Cried.
Cold day. probably one of the coldest.
Yeah, because I told you
Arrowhead.
The temperature was 8 degrees and it felt like negative 15. The Chiefs were 8-point favorites and the over-under was 40.5. Game ended 10-7.
Yeah. Balmy day considering that Miami Dolphins game a couple of years ago. And so I was thinking about it. I'm like, damn, what do you do? I'm taking the defense. Defense wins championships for a reason. And I'm going to go with that 1995 defense over the 2018 offense. I'd love to see that matchup happen. I just want to see what a legit defense with DT and Neil Smith and those guys would do against this offense. I'm going to lean towards the defense on that one.
That defense couldn't stop Jim Harbaugh when it mattered.
They gave up 10 points, though, and he only had, 114 yards passing?
112 passing
112.
Yards.
My bad, I over-exaggerated. Yeah.
No, I have the numbers right here still pulled up. Jim Harbaugh was 12 of 27 with 112 passing yards, one touchdown, one interception. He was sacked twice for a loss of 10 yards.
Hell of a defensive effort that day.
Steve Bono was 11 of 25 for 112 yards, one touchdown and three interceptions. Rich Gannon would come to the game and go 5 of 8 for 30 yards. No team would score after the 8-minute mark.
What
in the
did Marcus
third
Allen
quarter.
Have rushing that day?
Let's see. I don't know if I can find it. I got to find it. I don't know. It's got to be. Oh, there it is. Okay. That's passing. Rushing. Marcus Allen that day was 21 attempts for 94 yards.
Pretty decent day.
Longest rush was 16. That might be the longest of his career.
So you were working it in the running game, and yet you still put it in the hands of a quarterback. You should have let Marcus run the ball all day.
Yep. They also forced 4 fumbles, none of which were recovered by the defense that day.
The Chiefs forced 4 fumbles? Wow.
And didn't recover 1.
What are the odds of that, though? I mean, my God.
Not great. Yeah, the conditions for that game, they have them up here on Pro Football Reference. roof, outdoors, surface, grass. Attendance, 77,594. 11 degrees.
What a game.
Yeah. 8-mile-per-hour wind, and the wind chill was negative 15. The Chiefs were 8-point favorites, and the over-under that game was 41.5. Massive under hit. Yeah. 3 points in the third quarter from the Colts. The Chiefs scored first and led in the first quarter 7-0, never scored again. I mean, just insane, man. I remember that game. That's the Lynn Elliott game, man. That's the tough one there.
And that's the thing, though. It all goes back to Lynn. And we had him on before that first Colts playoff game when we knocked Andrew Luck out, right? When we saged and did all that. We had, Lynn Elliott on that day or that week. And I felt bad for the guy after we were done talking about it. Like, his life was ruined after that. Even though it wasn't his fault, you got to go back to Marty Schottenheimer. You were running the hell out of the ball. I'll pull up the numbers myself, but I'm wondering now as I speak, what did Marcus do in the second half of this game?
It's funny because in that divisional round, Pittsburgh beat Buffalo 40-21 with the arm of Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell, baby.
Green Bay would beat San Francisco 27-17. Dallas would beat Philadelphia 30-11 when Dallas was relevant. That's when they won their last Super Bowl of the three, I believe.
Yes, it was.
Yep. And then I believe 96 was Packers? Yeah. Packers were 96. Denver was 97, 98. Kansas City would lose 10-7 in the lowest scoring game of the entire divisional round. But I think I would take the 18 offense.
Okay.
I know that similar to baseball, the home runs dissipate in the playoffs, whereas offense can do the same. But, man, you look at the way that Indianapolis was. If you were to go out there with that offense against that Indianapolis defense, no way Jim Harbaugh is putting up 14 points. In my opinion. You taking the 18 offense or you taking the 95 defense, Mac?
Yeah, I got to go with the one I've seen and watched intimately, and that would be the 18 offense.
And that's a fair answer on your part. That's the reason I didn't go with the 69 Chiefs.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I didn't see them play.
Yeah,
I've
seen
Bobby,
highlights.
Willie. I know these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
They're Hall of Famers. They're the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I've only seen highlights.
Exactly. It's different.
When people always used to talk about, Johnny Unitas. I never saw Johnny Unitas play.
Yeah. Cool.
Somebody says that was before Jerry Jones had dents in his hog. Who's having sex with Jerry Jones? Lots of people in 95. I can guarantee you that.
Raiders are cutting Robert Fresca.
Seriously, I got cut by the Raiders?
Bob, you got cut?
Fresca's underrated.
Fresca's a very nice drink. Yeah. If you're a bar and you're not carrying Fresca, you're missing out.
Fresca or Squirt?
Fresca.
Squirt.
Squirt for sure.
Squirt's one of my favorites,
man. Grapefruit soda in the yellow can.
Love it.
Oh, baby.
What's the new one? Not new one, but they sell it in the glass bottles. It's a grapefruit soda now.
Okay.
God, I bought it a couple of times to make.
Must have been good.
It's got like a tree on it or something on the label.
Is it the Jarritos? No.
No.
Topo Chico?
No.
That's good in cocktails.
I don't know, Bob.
I'll think about it. They sell by the case.
I looked up grapefruit soda glass bottle. Not getting.
All right. Look up how many yards Marcus Allen had in the second half of that game.
What is it?
I can't find it
right
now.
That's what he's asking me to do it.
I mean, you have to go to what, like game info?
I need the game book from that game. I don't know that Pro Football Reference has that.
Man, what was a more disappointing Chiefs playoff loss, 95 or 97?
97 because 95 was new. You know, like it was early and the 97 was repetitive.
97 was tough because then you lost to Denver. That's what was really annoying.
It's Fever Tree. It came right up, yeah.
Fever Tree.
Yeah, Fever Tree. Yeah.
Good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I was expecting. It was very light on the flavor, if you will. Like, I expected it, I think, sweeter. I don't know. It's all right.
Yeah, gosh, 97, man. Best team in the league, 13-3. Uh-huh. I think they were 13-3 in 95, too.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that was tough times. And all those people that are like, oh, man, you new bandwagon Chiefs fan. Let me take you to 95 and 97. And let me take you to 2012.
Yeah, 2014, yeah, all those. Yeah,
all those bad years. 2014 was 9-7?
2014 would have been the Colts game, right, or no?
Playoff-wise, yeah.
Playoff-wise, but you're right, 2014, yeah, 9-7, yep.
The only time Andy Reid has won less than 10 games in his tenure in Kansas City, that's insane to me. So you're taking the defense, you're taking the offense, I'm taking the offense, yep. And who you got?
Mm-hmm.
Now, baseball obviously has talked about realignment, and now you have a theory that you could realign the NFL?
Yeah, Bleacher Report came out with this cool realignment for the NFL. Expansion and realignment in the NFL. They want to expand to 36 NFL teams. Now, I'm not into expanding in the NFL, right? We've talked about it. There's not enough good quarterbacks to expand, just like I don't think there's enough good pitching to expand in Major League Baseball. But greed sometimes gets the best of us, and we're going to see Major League Baseball move to 32. That's I don't even want to use the term ploy because that's a bad term to use. It's an olive branch by the owners to say, hey, we're going to create 56 new jobs or whatever it is, right? 52 new jobs for major leaguers, and we're going to give you the opportunity to get more guys employed, you know, try to bridge that gap with the union so we don't go into this work stoppage. Football's in a good spot. They haven't expanded since Mac was born, right? And so they talk about potentially adding new franchises, does Bleacher Report, in London, St. Louis, San Antonio, and Toronto. So those are the four teams that they have proposed adding into the league to give you a 36-team league in the NFL. And then they talk about kind of realigning the NFL. The AFC East, they have Buffalo, Jacksonville, Miami, New England, the Jets, and Toronto.
Mm.
The Central would be the Browns, Bengals, Colts, Ravens, Steelers, Titans. And the AFC West would be the Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, Seahawks, and St. Louis. What do you think of that AFC West?
Mm.
I like bringing Seattle back.
I love that.
I think bringing Seattle back is a lot of fun.
St. Louis could be like the best rivalry in football.
Knowing the NFL, though, they'd have us play Seattle, then go play Miami.
Yeah, exactly, right, yeah. But at least you don't have to make that overnight. Like, that's a baseball-type move. All right, you got the Mariners today, yeah. And then me open in Miami tomorrow. Get on down there. But yeah, that would absolutely be something. I think adding Seattle back is cool. They've also proposed moving Dallas to the NFC West as opposed to the East. It's time for that, right? I mean, it's time to move Dallas out. But I wouldn't go back to St. Louis. Shockingly, Bob said that. They that place sucks. They've lost two NFL franchises. Like, having an NFL franchise is like a license to print money. And if you fail and your city fails once, if you fail twice, you don't get a third shot. I'd move a team back to San Diego because it's not the fans in San Diego. It's the owner that they didn't like in San Diego. I believe a new team gets a new stadium, and San Diego is an unbelievable market that needs the NFL back. So that's where I would go. I wouldn't look to St. Louis. That is a failed NFL market two times over. San Diego is where I would go.
Still a failed market.
Because of the owner.
Yeah.
Because of the owner. And some would say that about St. Louis as well, but they've had two opportunities.
Yeah, somebody from the 316 says, how many teams are we going to allow St. Louis to lose?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's also on their owner and their facility. I mean, that facility was just garbage.
Awful.
Like, I remember when our team went there for state in high school, and they're like, this place sucks.
Yeah, terrible. Like, it was awful. Dude. Like, they forgot to build the press box, and this is a true story. They forgot to build the press box, and they showed the new stadium to John Madden. He goes, hey, where's the press box? Oh, no. So the press box hung from the ceiling in that place.
That's terrible.
I think I'm good with just like no expansion, no realignment in any sport. Just like leave it alone.
I'm fine with no expansion.
Let's just enjoy a good thing while we have it.
Right.
Like, you don't need more pitching failures in baseball. You don't need more quarterbacks. Because, I mean, if that's the case, then that's expansion. The NFL is going to hurt the Chiefs process. We're no longer going to have that solid veteran option as a backup quarterback. That guy's going to go start for the Vancouver, you know, whoever their team is, or London Bridges. Yeah. I don't know.
What would you call the London Bridges is actually a really good name. That's what would you name them? The London team.
Something off of the Big Ben clock. I'm trying to come up with something
the
cool.
The London
there.
Clocks. Yeah, but be careful how you say that.
Something with time. Something
the London
with
timepieces.
Yeah, like you could do something cool with that. I don't know.
That's an interesting, like, what would the name be of a team in London?
You can't name them the London Clocks because there's no way. We've already seen somebody in Oakland or in the Sacramento A's couldn't get Dippin' Dots said right.
We saw you here.
Less amount of clock on it as possible, right? Mm-hmm. I say clock. You can hear Bob breaking in the background. I said clock.
But no, I mean, London, the eyes, because of that London eye that they have, okay. That would be the eyes cool. And have like a really like bloodshot eye as a mask. Like that, I don't know. The Admirals?
No.
The fish and chips?
Yeah.
The spot of teas?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Well, no, nowadays they'd probably be called the London Queens.
London Spitfire from 913.
All their cheerleaders would be male. That's what you'd get on that. That'd be a failed product. You wouldn't even have a chance.
BBL stinky.
First they took Cracker Barrel, then they moved him to London.
I can only imagine the outcry when the NFL does announce that they are moving to London. Because it's happening.
Somebody
right?
said call them the London Towers.
Ooh, I don't mind
the London
that
Redcoats.
Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah. A lot of that.
The London Knights.
I don't think London would be down with that.
Yeah.
The London Knights.
Yeah, weak.
Yeah. London Royals, no. The London Rippers.
Now, the London Royals would be good if we did not have our team.
Yeah, we've got our team. Yeah. Yeah.
Rippers. No, that's Jack the Ripper. That's like
what they're doing.
Yeah.
The London Bangers.
Bangers and mash. No,
By the way, very underrated meal.
Really? I've never had it.
It's sausage and mashed potatoes.
Oh,
basically.
Is that all it is?
But it's got like a gravy on it, too.
Yeah, they always get, yeah.
Llewellyn's has a good one, by the way, if you ever go there.
They're one of the, like, as far as countries go in food, they're
terrible.
They're pretty bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, have you seen an English breakfast?
The pictures, yeah.
It's beans.
Oh, it's beans. God. Yeah, it's just
gross.
Yeah. But
not beans.
It is what it is, right? Yeah, but they, like, you don't really talk about English cuisine, right? You get the fish and chips.
Yep.
Welsh rarebit, whatever the hell that is.
Maybe you could, can you share a name from another sport? Surely
well,
you
sure
can.
You can. The Cardinals do, yeah.
You could be like the
Giants.
London, you could pay homage to, like, the Manchester United. You could be like the London Devils.
That'd be kind of cool.
Have, like, the same color uniforms as the Chiefs, though.
Yeah.
But, like, you could be like the London Devils. You could be, which that would also steer people.
What about the London Fogs?
That's another one that's coming up on the text line.
I like that.
Somebody says, what are we talking about? They're just going to be called the London Jaguars.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Isn't that a London-made car? Or isn't that a
Jaguar.
Jaguar?
I don't know. German. I think.
Well, Austin Powers drives a Jaguar, so I figured that's why they had the
but
two
maybe
together.
That was the British one, the Jaguar. Because they say it like that. Maybe it is. I don't know.
The London tea bags?
Yeah, they do a lot of tea drinking over there.
British.
It is British.
British luxury car.
Yeah, because Austin Powers drove one. It's the Jaguar. Great movies. They don't hold up, but they're still funny. But yeah, gosh, expansion in the NFL, please don't do it.
I know. I don't want expansion in baseball, but I know it's evident. And I'm just accepting that one because 32 is a nicer number. And if it means expanding and that helps the players and we don't have this lockout, you know, and all this kind of stuff, I'm for it then. But don't expect the product to be that good. Expect the product to be dissipated for every team in Major League Baseball because you're going to have the expansion draft, right? And then everybody's going to have to leave guys protected. So it's going to reduce the talent everywhere. There's just not enough talent in professional sports right now to the level that we expect for the prices they charge for us to go out there and watch some of these rum-dums go out there and run around.
I will say there's a couple more. London Werewolves.
Ooh, that's nice. A really good one. Werewolves London.
His hair was perfect. Neat. Great song. Warren Zevon.
Is he still alive?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I could check, but we always tend to kill people that are still alive.
He's probably dead. That was the 60s.
Yeah. The London Double Deckers. The London Sky Miles. And then I like this one, the London Parliaments. And for nicknames, you just call them the P-Funks.
Yeah, Parliaments would be good. That's good.
That's good. I like it. The London Watchmen. There we go.
That's another good one.
Do you think if a team was in London, they'd wear mouthpieces? Because nobody wears mouthpieces anymore. They just dangle them from the face mask. Do you remember that? Did you play football in Little League?
Where, like,
if you didn't have a mouthpiece in, it was like a 10-yard penalty.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
How many guys do you see in the NFL now that thing is dangling as they're running down the field?
Well, the new thing is you have two. Two on your, get two that dangle.
That's and for now the drip.
Why do we need ridiculous. Two?
No, I don't know,
because it's
man.
For the drip.
Who cares? Well, I mean, that looks stupid, yeah.
DS, bro.
Yeah, no.
No cap.
That's stupid, though. It looks, you got two mouthpieces that you aren't using.
That's crazy. Yeah. I never didn't have my mouthpiece in. If there was a play that went by that, I would be nervous. I always had it in.
I should wear a mouthpiece when you're out on the
running routes.
No. Like when you're on the raft or the tube out on the lake or something,
yeah.
You go up and you boom. You should have a mouthpiece.
100%.
Like
you're the right. London day, or you're talking about you're on the Dave. You said you're on the tube.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll wrap this show up. We just set up for tubes.
Well, that's what they call the underground system in London. It is the tube.
Yep.
So you could potentially have the London tubes.
Come on. Please.
Again, we all agreed on oatmeal raisin. We just agreed on the London team.
Their quarterback has to be Dave.
Can Dave get the tubes in victory formation?
Exactly. I like it. That's good.
We'll wrap this show up and get you set up for tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
A lot of people will hate this stat, Mr. Fesco.
Yeah.
New Heights set a Guinness World Record with 1.3 million concurrent views for a podcast on YouTube. It has set the world record for most views, and that podcast would have been what?
Well, if you
Taylor Swift podcast.
Yeah, but if you said it didn't, I would be more surprised if it didn't set the world record, right? Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, of course, it's Taylor. They should go out there and you know, blow the thing out of the water, and they did just that.
Broke the internet. We also have the greatest nickname in sports right now.
Uh-huh.
Big Sugar.
Is that the guy that was like 500 pounds that was cut by Tampa?
No, this is the pitcher, a relief pitcher for Cincinnati who made his debut the other night. He's 6'6", 275, Zach Maxwell, a.k.a. Big Sugar. So tonight, what will your attitude be tomorrow if the Royals lose this game? I'm genuinely curious.
My attitude regarding what?
If they lose tonight to the White Sox. To the season.
To the season?
Will you lose belief or will you lose the fact that they are still competing?
It's not going to mean as much anymore.
Okay.
It'll become more background, I think, than foreground. And, you know, we planned our night out last night, like, to watch the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, the game's at 6:40. Anything you need us to do needs to be done by 6:40. 7 o'clock, we were running errands. So let's go get that tennis racket tonight, you know, like one of those type of things. So,
right.
You know, like I still want it to be appointment television, but if you're not beating the White Sox again, and I think the White Sox are a better team than we give them credit for. We saw it last night. They just took a series from the Minnesota Twins for the first time in a couple of years. They're a better team than we give them credit for. But also, too, if you want to be in the playoffs, you got to win these games. You got to find ways to take care of teams that are below you. Like we always say, keep losing teams losing. Yeah. And last night just left the bad taste, I think, in everybody's mouth, as it should, which wasn't a good game. But that's the beauty of baseball. You got the opportunity to bounce back tonight. Go out there and get a win.
Yeah, got to win. I think at least four of the next six. You got to go two out of the next two against Chicago, and you got to win two out of three against Detroit at home. Some might say you need to sweep, you know, the next five games. I'm not mad about that. We'll see what happens. My buddy's wife, Amanda, just sent me a picture at Costco, and it's just full of Werther's Original Soft Chews.
Oh, Soft Chews.
Yeah, they have pumpkin spice and caramel apple.
I don't need that.
Caramel apple?
No, just give me a regular Werther's. They're Werther's Original for a reason. I don't need a souped-up version of those. They're a nice, hard candy the way that they are.
The old texts keep coming in. Somebody in the text line says that the game tonight, if it's a loss, is not because the Royals are in it until they're not. Mac, we only have four more sleeps until Rocky Top. The Chiefs did not cut Dan Kilgore, by the way.
They did not, no. But the Bears did cut Tano Passanio.
Oh, really? He's still playing.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Falcons have released Easton Stick. He can start for the London Beefeaters. Jelani Woods was cut by the Colts, if you're in the tight end business. Mm-hmm. And the Texans have cut offensive tackle Trent Brown.
Cuts today, 3 o'clock, have to be official.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why is it? Can you answer this? You've done this longer than I have. Why is it like individual players before like everything comes out? So, like, how do they know, but they don't? Is it because players like reach out?
Yeah, the agents will call these insiders. Or there's actually a database in the NFL that everything has to go through. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a website out there that publishes all of this stuff as it's happening in real time. I don't know what that website is. Quite honestly, I don't want to know what that website is. I would spend way too much time on the NFL transaction website, seeing what was going on there, because there are certain people that you follow over the years that do this transactional type stuff, and then it'll just be a list of them all at once that they're, you know, ones that nobody really cares about and things of that nature. But I think some of these insiders, I think there is a database that they're able to tap, and I could be completely wrong, but I think there is. And then they all have the relationship with the agent because, you know, they'll do something good for the agent. The agent will feed them that information, mm-hmm. or they get it from the general manager, whoever the case may be. Or they just, you know, individual Twitter posts like, you know, Ben DiNucci from the airport the other day, right? You know, saying his career is, you know, over. He's going to move in the next direction. So it just all pops, man. I think a lot of it, though, is agent-based and agent-driven more than anything. Because now these guys are looking to get out and get jobs, right? And so the sooner you can get your name out there, maybe another team is like, oh, okay, they released Tano Passanio. We need a defensive end. Boom, let's go get Tano Passanio. So it benefits everybody. These guys want to move on, obviously, with their careers and hopefully sign somewhere else.
I hope John Hansen's all right. They cut his brother, CJ Hansen.
Oh, no. Who did?
They're the Chiefs have waived offensive guard CJ Hansen. Oh, their seventh round pick in 2024, the NFL draft. Another failed Veach pick.
Veach pick stinks, man. Remember that CJ Hansen pick? No, I've never even heard of that guy.
Never heard of him.
Are we sure that's not Bill Burr's face on that punter for the
Steelers? Dude, it's too much. Yeah, like
right?
Bill Burr.
It looks just like
it's
that.
It's crazy. Cameron Johnston, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, that has got to be Bill Burr.
It's awesome. It's great.
Your Giants, Bob, just cut a big-time receiver. Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Oh, Lil Jordan got cut? Yeah. Oh, that's a great name, isn't it? Lil Jordan Humphrey. It's like, what a great name.
Lil Jordan.
I was rooting for him. I'm being serious about that. Course. Like, that's a great, just because of the name,
it's
right?
Better because he's like 6'4", too.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Makes it way better.
Oxymoron?
Yes. Like Tank Dell being 5'8". You love it.
Yeah. That's great. That's fantastic.
I love it. Lil Jordan got cut.
Lil Jordan. Oh, Lil Jordan. Out of Texas.
That's a shame.
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lose much sleep. But
going into the game on Saturday, Texas versus Ohio State, Arch Manning says, quote, the target's not on our back. We have a red dot on everyone else. Ooh, boy.
That's badass.
Here he comes.
I like that.
28-17
that,
Ohio State.
That, yeah, right. Exactly. But I was going to say, that's more trash talking than like Eli and Peyton combined when they were playing. Now that they're done, they do a lot of the trash talking and back and forth. But you never heard any of those guys at one point in their career give any sort of bulletin board material.
No, no, no.
Arch is out here already going for it, man. I like it. Good for him.
Yeah, he's a little different. Okay.
Yeah, good for him.
Caitlin Clark has announced as a Nike signature athlete. She has a new logo. I hate it.
I saw it too. Wasn't a big fan.
I get it.
It's like a blended CC.
It's supposed to be CC, but it looks like a Venn diagram. This side, that side, in the middle.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. It's very Venn diagram.
Because I don't like Mahomes' signature. Like the PM thing. Yeah. I'm not a fan of that either.
I kind of like that, but I'm also biased.
Yeah.
But Caitlin Clark? Yeah.
It looks like a Venn diagram.
Yeah, they missed on this one.
Yeah, just, I don't know about all that.
No, they missed on that.
At least her nickname's not Showtime.
We've got a texter that's going to be at the Vols opener in Atlanta, which, by the way, Bob, that second TV, it's going to need to be on my Vols. Starts at 11.
They play at 11? Who are they facing?
Syracuse, so we'll find out who the real orange team is.
A lot of orange in that.
A lot of orange.
Why are they playing that in Atlanta?
I don't know.
Syracuse also hasn't been like a laughingstock the last couple
of
years.
No, they're like a relevant squad. Yeah.
But didn't they just change their coach recently?
You'd know more than me, maybe. I don't know.
I swear they just, because the coach was a guy's name that you've never heard, but if you heard it, you'd be like, oh yeah, I've heard of that guy before. It's not Dabo Sweeney, but it's something similar to that.
Fran Brown, he was the...
That is the most boring name of a coach in the history of mankind.
Last year was his first season.
Yeah, so they did change coaches.
Yeah, they changed coaches. Yeah. Yep, Fran Brown. He was went to Western Carolina, played for a year with the Bengals back in 07-08 as a corner. He's worked his way up.
This might be helpful for you, Mac, because I'm sure you care about what he has to say with your fantasy football show that is on Sundays at 9 o'clock. Adam Schefter had their first pick, which is rude. He had their first pick at ESPN. He took Bijan Robinson. Is that the consensus number one overall pick this year in fantasy?
I wouldn't say it's consensus, but I think that'd be mine. It depends on if you're wide receiver or running back. I'd be okay with Jamar Chase, but those would be my two. I'm off Saquon. I've given my reasons for not wanting to allocate that sort of value to that player. But yeah, Bijan or Jamar Chase are my two picks for number one. So I'm totally cool with that. Honestly, like you can get wide receivers in those later rounds that we've talked about, rounds 2 through 6. So get Bijan. I know that's tough. It's tough.
Because what, Gentile go in the first round?
Yep, 100%.
Does Bowers go in the first round?
He's going to be on that tweet.
Who has more first round picks, the Raiders or the Chiefs?
The Raiders.
Well, it depends on where you do your draft. Some idiot in my draft will take Mahomes one, and they'll take like Rashee Rice like with the 8th pick.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there going, thank you.
It's sweet. Awesome.
Yeah. My daughter was pissed she didn't get Lamar in the 2nd round. Like, she's like, I'm going to wait till the second, get him in the 2nd round. Somebody took our
Can't
like,
wait.
What are you taking a quarterback in the 1st round for? She's 14.
Somebody might be a little bit behind listening on the app. Thank you for doing that. Sophie Cunningham, good Lord. Try to tell you, man. Her Instagram page on the come. Cowboy hat. And just cheeks.
She knows what she's doing.
Absolutely, which is awesome. You love to see that. Like, own your wealth. You know what you're doing. You can't play basketball right now. Might as well get all these old photos out and let them leak, you know, like that are appropriate, obviously, because she's a good lady. She's a nice lady. Coming up tomorrow.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Matt Cotrero will join the show, and Jay Binkley gets to double down on Josh Simmons, Ohio State. Okay, to go do something nice for somebody today. You never know, it could change their life. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's Simply Cool to Care, Kansas City. Coming up next, it's Cody Gold and Drew from 10 to Toe and Toe. 10 to 2. And no, we didn't steal the toolbox. Drew, I'm the instigator, not you. Have a great day, Kansas City. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.